Are they in the same family as the horseshoe crabs?
You know, when I had to describe...
they're bugs.
When I had to... Horseshoe crabs are bugs?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're bugs. I think all crabs are bugs, technically.
Crazy. When I was describing scale to Brandon, I was like, yeah, picture a horseshoe crab, but a bug on a plant. Because that's what they kind of look like to me. Little horseshoe crabs.
I can't spell shoe. Horseshoe.
S-H-O-E.
Or horseshoe crab.
S-H-O-O.
Bugs. Oh, never mind. They're not bugs. They're arthropods.
Arthropods.
Which are related to insects, spiders, and crabs.
That's crazy.
So, oh, because hexapods are bugs.
Hexapods.
Are what we... So, like, in the world of bugs, I can't think of the name off the top of my brain. The actual, like, science of bugs. What's that called?
Entomology.
Is that bugs or is that animals? It is bugs.
Entomology is bugs.
Yes. Hexapods are what we call bugs. Like, in their world, bugs are hexapods. It doesn't mean all things in the creepy crawly world. Mm-hmm. So, yes, in our day-to-day speech, horseshoe crabs would be considered bugs, like shrimps is bugs. But they're really arthropods in the entomology world.
Ooh-wee.
That's a fun fact to start the episode on.
And all the people who don't like bugs are cringing out there.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast. I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Christine.
And today we are going to be talking about scale.
Gross.
So, Christine, we're talking about soft scales. The opposite are armored scales.
Okay.
That's the term for them.
Okay.
So, hi, everybody. This is Kaylin. I have scale right now.
Gross.
This is my first time with scale. I am not excited about it.
Where did you find scale?
I completely missed it for months. So, I noticed it, oh man, I don't remember which one it was first. It was on my Raven ZZ and my Philodendron Darklord. So, those two plants live in totally separate areas of the house.
Yeah.
The only thing they had in common was that they were in my greenhouse together over the summer, but they weren't next to each other in the greenhouse. So.
That's wild.
I was watering, so my Darklord was in my stairwell it was in the Wally Grows under the Soltag Highland track light. Mm-hmm. And I noticed, okay, philodendrons get sticky. They have extra floral nectaries. Right. Some of them are stickier than others. Like my Squamiferum is a sticky boy. Mm-hmm. My Florida Beauty is a sticky boy. Mm-hmm. And so Darklord was being a little sticky and I didn't think too much of it. And like sometimes some of these guys will develop little like, I don't know, like little wax, like little wax areas on the back of their...
Kind of like the alocasia.
Leaves, yes, exactly like the alocasia. So I didn't think anything of it. I didn't look too closely. And then I was taking him to the tub to water him, and I noticed, like, the top of his leaf was just, like, hella sticky. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom, it had what I had previously assumed were these, like, little wax deposits. Mm. And then, honestly, at that point, I just watered him. I was just like, this is weird. And I made the mental note to like wash his leaves because I was like, this can't be good. And also, you know, when they have sticky on them and you touch them, now you have sticky on you. But I was downstairs watering my Raven ZZ and I looked at it and same thing, sticky on all the leaves. And then I looked and I saw these little raised bumps all over some of the leaves. And I was like,
front and back?
What?
Front and back?
I first saw them on the front. They were on the back too. But I took my finger and I like squished them. I scraped them off because like I know about scale. I know that you scrape them off with a fingernail and like these were squishable. Mm. And so I had never seen scale before. So I texted a picture of them to two different people. And I was like, is this scale? And those people, unfortunately, were like, yeah, sure it's scale. Because I think one was you. The other one was Alyssa.
I've never experienced scale in life, but like I've seen enough pictures because I've. Mm-hmm. When my alocasia was doing the weird thing, I was convinced it had scale. So I knew enough.
And I've seen like little rounded like bumps and scabs on plants that I've, you know, picked off thinking maybe these are scale, but they've never been scale. So this time I was like, somebody confirm this for me. So what they looked like is just little tiny, like some of their body, like some of the bigger adults, their body was like a little bit bigger than the head of a quilting pin. They have like little balls on them that are fairly like, I don't know, 3 millimeters wide. Mm-hmm. But little rounded bumps that were kind of like a tannish orange in color, a little translucent on the bottom. Like if you flip them over, it was kind of like they had a little black spot in like their middle. Mm. And then you could squish them and they just made goo. Like the ones that I have are the soft scale and they were really easy to squish. So I was like, suspicious.
Right.
So I still haven't had the armored scale. I don't know how much harder those are to pick off. But like, you know, in the houseplant world, people talk about scale enough that I was like, I have a pretty good idea of how to treat these. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was going to have to pick off all the adults by hand. So
fun fact, as I'm bringing up the scale life cycle, females are the only things you're seeing.
What are the males?
They fly.
That explains how they got around my house. Because it turns out I had scale in pretty much every window.
Yeah. So it looks like male scale are actually like akin to a fly. They look like flies.
Oh, dear Lord. Those are, that's...
Or if anything, they almost maybe look like a thrip. A thrip.
That explains the little things that have been flying around my house.
That you thought were gnats?
I was like, maybe they're fungus gnats. Maybe they're fruit flies, because I do leave my compost bucket open on the counter.
Yeah.
Maybe those are the adult scale. Well, I've been squishing them when I find them.
Have they looked like this?
I haven't looked at them that close. They just look like fruit flies and fungus gnats. And maybe those are fruit flies and fungus gnats. But anyway. So I started the painful process of eliminating these guys. And then what I have done. So, okay, you guys know my big problem with growing houseplants is I grow them big. And so when I found it on my Raven's Easy is huge.
Yeah.
I was not about to, like, there was no way I was going to be able to get into all of the parts of those leaves to get all of the scales that could be hiding in there. So I took like 2 days to come to terms with this, but I did unpot the Raven's Easy and split it up. Turns out all my rhizomes were connected. So when I split the plant up, I had to like actually like snap them.
Ouch.
But what was cool is even if I snapped like 1, 2, 3 leaves off in a clump, it still had a buttload of roots.
Mm.
So happy plant. The roots were nice and like chunky, like udon noodles. Very cool. Very happy guy, actually. So I took them, having separated them, removed all the soil, I took them up to the bathtub. They were really sticky, kind of like if someone spilled pop on them at a party, so sticky they were. And then the sticky was accumulating like dust and debris and soil and stuff. So before I could fully see my scales, I went in and I washed them all off in the tub with Dawn dish soap and my microfiber gloves. So I was just sitting there wiping all the little guys down, hoping to get some of the bugs, knowing that I wouldn't get all of them. So after washing, rinsing, and letting them dry, then I revisited the plant with a paper towel, a Q-tip, and some alcohol. And I sat and I picked off the scales on the leaves and parts of the plant that I wanted to keep. So I ended up, I think I scraped off like 7 different leaves, but I ended up keeping 5.
Was it somewhat satisfying?
It kind of was, but it was very tedious and I had to be very meticulous about it. So like, I had to wait till I was in the right mindset to sit down and do that kind of thing.
And they don't like move.
Mm-mm. No, the adults are stuck in place.
That's so wild.
So I am planning on treating my scale with beneficial bugs. I don't want to go the pesticide route. Mm-hmm. So
not this one, at least. Because it, from everything I've seen or heard or read from other folks, is that this is just one that you have to just take the time and physically remove. That is the most effective way of getting rid of them.
Yeah. I talked to Kara and Kat of the beneficial group here.
Yeah.
Because they're both friends, and also confirmed that they are scales. And then I had some questions too that I needed answered. So like one of the ones that I asked Kara was, because I, in some of the areas on the leaves, there were like the big scales and then there were like smaller ones. And then probably there were some really small ones. So I was like, do I need to be diligent in getting all of these, or know that, like, you know, because the beneficial bugs won't eat the adult scales.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't. Because I don't know if it's, I don't know about that soft scale, but like for sure the armored scale, they just can't even get to them.
Sure.
But Kara was like, only the like larva will be, and the eggs will be eaten by the beneficial bugs. So you have to get all the adults. So like in the heavier populated scaly areas of the plant, like there were very, very, very tiny little raised bumps that you would miss the first time around.
Sure.
So I noticed that they like to, they were on the top of the leaf and the bottom of the leaf. They liked to be by the veins.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on the top of the leaf where it makes that tiny little, like, crevice where the vein is, a lot of times they would be, like, in there.
Mm.
So I went through all my Raven's Easy leaves and I looked at all their little veins and looked for tiny little bumps. And again, very meticulous.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I miss any of these, they're going to grow into adult scale and then I'm going to have to pick them off. And, like, I know I'm going to have to go back and pick some off anyway, but, like, I'd like to do a good job the first time so that they don't get to adulthood and start reproducing.
Yeah. If you had to say a number that you like picked off,
a couple hundred.
Yeah. So I'm like looking at the picture you sent me, which will make the show art, but like, it was icky. It's icky. Yeah.
And like, again, I didn't, before I was like, oh shit, this is scale. I was like, wow, my plant is really sticky and it has these little bumps on it. Like, didn't even think too much of it until like one day my brain was like, no, you should look into this a little further.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really meticulous and I didn't want to keep the rest of the Raven ZZ because I wasn't about to sit and pick all the scales off them and then have to go back and pick adults off. So like, this was the time I was making my giant mother plant smaller. Both for my own sanity, both for lack of room, and both for ease of eradicating this pest I have found myself with. So,
right.
Yeah, I made that call. I think it was a lot easier to, you know, make the plant a little bit smaller. With the Dark Lord that had scale on it, that one, in less surface area, it was highly populated. And, like, those were kind of nasty because they were just, like, adults on top of adults, like, just along the veins on the underside of the leaf. Man, I must have blocked that up from my memory because I can't even remember how satisfying it was.
Maybe you have the white fly scale specifically.
White fly scale?
That's what I'm looking at, is that female can lay 100 eggs in her lifetime, often called fairy rings. That those take 6 days to hatch. Crawlers settle at feeding site and they lose their ability to walk. That's when they go to a nymph stage or scale, and they can stay like that for 16 days, and then they become winged adults. And that's the white fly.
Do you have any pictures of the white? Oh, you not zoomed in pictures of it.
Yeah, hang on. I mean, they're basically just little white flies, right? Oh, no, that wouldn't make sense because the scale doesn't look like what you had, because you had brown scale, right?
Brownish, yeah.
Yeah, where these are white. Unless you got them while they were really young yet, because they're kind of a lighter brown.
I mean, I would say they were a little more orange than white.
Sure.
Or sorry, orange than yellow.
Yeah, I interrupted your thought process, sorry.
Yeah, what was my thought process? Dark Lord. I think I pulled off the worst of the leaves. Maybe that's why I don't remember picking them off, because I just cut the leaves off.
Yeah, you just said screw
that's,
it.
That makes sense. Because like, you can pick off all the adults, but then you have all the tiny little babies. Like, I would rather just get rid of the leaf and know they're gone.
True.
Than try and pick them off and miss them.
The Raven's a real, or the ZZ's a hard one. Because that's like one like you can't just cut off. You're growing off the substantial part of the plant.
Well, and like any of the whole stalk on a Raven ZZ, that's a leaf.
That's a leaf.
And then
yeah.
The leaflets are the little leaves that you see.
Right, which is where you saw bugs.
Yeah, so I had to, you know, like again, if you wanted to cut leaves off your Raven ZZ, like you lose the plant.
Right.
So I was like, that's not something I can do here.
Right.
But then I started looking at all my other plants and I realized, oh shit, I kind of have scale everywhere. So
oh, man.
I found it in all the windows, pretty much. In various stages. So like it made its way down into my greenhouse too. It's not even on the same floor. So I'm wondering if something like got into the heating vent and then it pumped it in through the heater, the furnace.
Or
into the
depending
vent.
On how small they are, like you could have just had them on your hand, you know, if you were moving between plants.
Yeah. Or if any plant moved from one section to another.
Yeah.
Or like if they did have adult scales on them from the greenhouse this summer that never got picked off. Like
sure.
All the plants just got dispersed in the house, so
right.
No way to know.
I mean, you have a tree frog that you just found, so
I found a frog on my summer glory. Yes, or was it my? No, it was my Pluto.
Yeah.
I was talking to Kat, and I was like, "How the hell do I just find scale in the middle of winter in Minnesota on my houseplants?" And like, her theory was, you know, like it could have been something that like it came into my collection outside in the greenhouse, and then they. You know, like there was an adult somewhere that never got, that just lived and didn't get picked off, didn't get spotted. But then I did get a couple rounds, I think two rounds of lacewing eggs and larvae. So like those would have eaten any of the babies. But if I didn't get any of the adults would eventually reproduce again. And then like when I got the second round of lacewings, again, could have eaten any of the little guys, but missed the big guys. And then all of a sudden, you know, now they've had time to repopulate. And that's when I noticed them. So all of that makes sense. I really haven't introduced very many new plants at all into my collection this winter. So like, I don't think it came from any existing plant at all. But yeah, slowly been finding scale pretty much everywhere. The last week I've been going through my collection and checking and washing and cutting off leaves.
Sure.
Have I gotten rid of any complete plants? Just one. I got rid of the Mama Brevimosa because I already cut all the foliage off that, and I was waiting for it to grow back. I was like, I just don't want to take any chances. And also, it needed to be repotted, and I didn't want it to get bigger. So I was like, fine, we're going. I still do have like a 4.5-inch pot with no foliage on it that I expect to grow back and can be my plant. Hopefully. Otherwise, I think I have enough children out there in the world. Someone can bring me a Brevimosa back.
I don't have one.
No, you don't?
No.
So yeah, for the most part, a lot of stuff in the greenhouse, I just cut all the leaves off. So it was, I think the worst out of the whole house was on my Gloriosum.
Oh, okay.
You know how thin those leaves are.
Yeah.
It would make it easy for them to suck the juices out of the plant with a thinner leaf. So that one, I did make the call. I was like, should I just get rid of this completely?
Yeah.
I decided not to. I unpotted it and took like the biggest chunk of like rhizome or crawler, whatever you want to call it, stem.
Sure.
Took off all the leaves. I didn't notice any scale on the stem/trunk itself. Mm-hmm. I just repotted it in some fresh soil. Cut all the foliage off my colocasia, all the foliage off one of my giganteums. The variegated gigantium had some scale on some of its lower leaves, so I just cut those off.
The plus side to this, I guess, is the timing, because this is a good time of year to just do that anyway.
Yeah. I did think about if I wanted to just, like, take a top cut and throw the bottom away, but I was like, timing, like, how long it's going to take to make that a plant versus treating what I have. Like, I was like, it's just, it'll be easier to just keep the bottom.
Yeah.
So, in this case, anything I cut way, way back, I just cut the top off, threw it away, kept the bottom. The bottom's going to regrow. My biggest casualty was my Alocasia Regal Shield.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. We came straight downstairs, so I didn't get you.
Well, it's not there.
What did you do?
I told you what I did.
We talked about it. I don't know if I remember you actually saying what you did.
So I found both spider mites and scale on my Regal Shield, which had like 16 leaves. Huge plant. I did notice that like the height he was getting and where he lived in my window, he wasn't getting the most sun because his like the whole plant was just tall enough that he was kind of outgrowing the window. And I just couldn't make him any shorter without a chop or whatever. So, again, kind of the worst case scenario. I don't know, whatever. I used this opportunity to just cut him off.
Oh.
I took a bread knife from my plant knife set and just sawed him off. It was surprisingly easy, but that was like a really, really girthy, like 5-inch diameter stalk / trunk he had. So,
is he downstairs now?
No, his pot with the roots is still upstairs in that window. Yeah. I had to put a bag over his trunk so that the cats didn't like try to lick it, because that's gonna be toxic.
Yeah.
If they decided to lick all the juices radiating out of that stump,
right?
But yeah, no, he was a happy plant. I have full confidence that he will regrow multiple plants from his
trunk,
and then there's always all the corms in there that I can go fishing for. And there was one really like big acorn size one, like right on the surface.
Pluck that bad boy
I was
up.
Like, hey, I should just grab this right now
while I'm here.
But it'll be nice to start regrowing him. It'll be nice to have him be smaller, have a shorter trunk. Can make multiple plants if I wanted to cut those off and start them in different pots to, you know, give away or grow outside during the summer. Like, I can, but just kind of like the cyclical nature of the plant hobby. And I'm going to have a different iteration of Regal Shield after growing that guy for, let's see, 5 years.
Wow.
This would be my 5th year with him.
Wow.
Yeah. He's cool. I think I got him. It was before COVID.
You got
during
him?
COVID. No, it would have been like fall of 2020.
Yeah, because I got mine in like spring, I think. And you had already had one.
Yeah. I know I got him in like September. That might have been my plantiversary plant.
Oh, sure.
But I definitely know it wasn't pre-COVID because I wasn't as into plants in the fall of 2019. But yeah, no, he had spider mites and some scale. So I was like, this is just going to be easier. I don't want to treat him. He was too big to haul upstairs. I was getting beneficial, the Californicus mites in sachets. Mm-hmm. And I was only putting one on the plant. Mm-hmm. And so Christine puts more than one on her small plants that are way smaller than mine. And I put one on my big plant. And so I learned my lesson. I should give those guys multiples, especially for the Alocasia. I did find scale on my Tycon.
Wow.
That was the first big one I didn't chop really anything off of. So I was like, I don't want to ruin this guy. I think I took off one of his lower leaves that was wonky. And then I just sat one day and went through his leaves with my gloves and a paper towel. And I just scraped off any scales I found. And then I washed him. I just washed him in place with Dawn dish soap and my gloves. He got really shiny from that. but my beneficial bugs, I'm picking them up on Thursday.
What are you doing?
So a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I saw Kara at a Gerdens Expo and we talked about this. And so she was recommending Stradiolaelips to eat anything in the soil.
Sure.
So like my larva, eggs, and then also bonus fungus gnats. Mm-hmm. So Stradiolaelips for the soil. I bought some live Californicus for any more spider mites I might have missed hanging out. I got lacewing larva.
Okay.
Because if I have active scale, I'm going to start those on there. And then I got lacewing eggs.
Okay.
I got the large quantity of the lacewing eggs, which is 25,000 for like $62.
So many lacewings.
I know. I need them to do their job. So those, I mean, I'm going to have to spread them out on tons of foliage, both downstairs, upstairs, and I'll probably have extra. So I'll probably do the plants upstairs as well.
Right.
In the second floor. And then.
Did you do pirate bugs?
No, I don't have, they're not for mealies.
For scale?
I don't know. We didn't talk about pirate bugs, and I know those are the most expensive ones, so I wasn't, like, looking to get any.
Not Cryptolamus. Pirate bugs, aren't they different? I thought they were two different breeds.
I don't know.
Yeah, Aureus, Insidious. That's what Nature's Good Guys recommends, though we don't buy from Nature's Good Guys. That's pirate just what bugs. They recommend. Yeah, the minute pirate bug. Mm. No, Cryptolamus. Actually, I would wonder if someone would recommend Cryptolamus for that. Listeners, if you don't remember, mealies and scale are in the same family. They are related to each other. And so Cryptolamus is actually really good for mealies, but not necessarily scale. I think they're going to be too hard to eat.
Mm. Yeah, Kat had recommended lacewings.
Yeah.
As the
lacewings are badass. Primary one. They just do it all.
Yeah. So I feel good about that. I don't feel good about spending $182 on them.
Yeah.
But guess what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
And how long are you going to have to do that for?
I don't know. I'll probably have to do a couple rounds of them, but hopefully I can buy less quantity. I don't know. We'll see what happens in 2 weeks when I have to place my order.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to see any of the little scale larvae. So like, I don't know what I need to be looking for.
That is true.
I just know that I will have to do adult checks now and again.
Well, lacewings are the ones that will eat the larvae, right?
So
yeah. I mean, I would just have those.
We just need to double check that they don't make it to adulthood. And then we also need to check that I don't have any adults left over.
Right. But as far as long term, just lacewings are probably just going to be in your repertoire for
till everything goes outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, okay, having scale, it's nice because I know my plants aren't going to die right away. It's not like spider mites and thrips where, like, you will see rapid
decline.
Where they
just wreak havoc. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure I've had scale on stuff since the fall, not known it because, like, the damage is not, it's not devastatingly quick.
Yeah. They don't have telltale signs to them.
Exactly. Like, I was ignoring the honeydew, which was the sticky stuff on the leaves. I was ignoring the honeydew because I thought it was just the extra floral nectaries. And also, I was ignoring any of the adults because I wasn't looking close enough at my plants. Right. Because, again, I was doing the bare minimum to keep them alive.
Yeah.
That's just where I'm at this
year. Yeah, it's been a weird winter.
Plants are a bit of a burden right now.
Yeah.
Unless I'm trying to avoid doing something else. And then I'm so happy to come and waste an hour or three in my greenhouse.
Sure.
Oh, do you want to take a anthurium home today? I got a big one.
I guess.
If you don't want to, I'll keep it, but I have one for you. Ooh, you can probably take the serpents.
Oh, yeah. Serpents. I'll be more excited to take.
Take one, take both. Buy one, get one.
Yeah.
Back to scale. So yeah, that was, I don't know. It's kind of a bad thing too, because you don't notice that you have scale because your leaves aren't yellowing and getting nasty right away.
You have to wait until they're an adult, which can take upwards of a month for that to even happen.
Yeah. And then even then, like,
and at that point, how many larvae do you have that you can't see?
True. The damage on the Raven ZZ, like, there were scales all over it, but like the most damage was a couple leaves that were kind of like getting brown around the edges. Mm. Like the black was fading to brown, not they were getting crispy.
Right.
And so, like, again, wasn't looking that closely. It wasn't that obvious. Like, the biggest telltale sign was the honeydew, mm-hmm. again, which I ignored. Don't do that. But yeah, even knowing that I'll get the beneficial bugs, we'll try and kill them off. We'll put the plants outside in June. Knowing that I'm not going to, like, immediately lose plants if I didn't get everybody, like, right. It makes me feel okay about it.
Sure.
So, like, it's not as panic-inducing as if I had found spider mites on everything.
Yeah, if you had found that scale of, that scale of a spider mite infestation, like, holy crap.
I probably would have just cut everything off, yeah. Cut all the foliage off, except for, like, my top, like, 10 that I was willing to, like, hose off.
Sure.
But also, thank goodness for beneficial bugs, because I don't have to sit and treat any of these things with pesticides or spray them down. I did clean all the leaves, but do you know what needed to clean anyway? All my leaves.
Yeah.
Everything was dusty, especially from doing some sheetrock stuff in the house. Sure. Everything just had a nice coat of dust on it.
I think because it's supposed to be almost 70 on Friday.
Dang.
I think I'm going to take some stuff outside and just hose them down.
See, that would have been perfect last weekend.
I know.
When I was hosing down I wasn't hosing it. My wiping down my Tycon. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. But yeah, no. I went through. I got my plants cleaned. I'm happy with the stuff I just decided to chop.
Sure.
It'll regrow. I'm happy I'm getting the bugs. I told Mackie I got scale, and they were like, scale would be the one thing I'd use systemic on. And I was like, I hear ya. I'm not going to do it because I really want to put these outside this summer.
Sure.
And I don't want to keep track of who's got systemic in its soil and who doesn't. Yeah. And also, like, I really do want to go the beneficial route. I really want to do better.
I have a couple Hoya in my upstairs cabinet that I've been battling mealies on for a good couple months, and I'm like at that point of like, I should just put systemic in the soil and call it a day and just know I'm not taking them outside.
Well, if they're in if they're in your upstairs cabinet, then you will have the reminder of these can't go outside because they just live there. Yeah,
that is a nice thing about
how big are they? Or is it worth just starting over?
The thing is, they are fairly small as is.
Oh no.
I know, because I have tried to start them over and the mealies keep coming.
Shit.
Yeah. So I'm trying to.
Dang, we don't like that.
Yeah. I think I might just bite the bullet and just say these were not everything's going outside like I hoped and call it a day.
Yeah. Well, you have a smallish patio, so
yeah.
It makes sense that you can't take everything outside.
Unless I just wait for summer and hope to make friends with some wasps.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh, I have wasps in my house. Oh, you can't bring your Hoyas here because I have aphids.
Oh.
The aphids are really bad here. They go sit in my milkweed.
Like you get them outside? Oh, right.
Well, they're all over the milkweed, and then all the Hoyas I put outside come in with aphids, and they're just, I have a hard time getting rid of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the rule here is no Hoyas outside.
That's fair.
And as much as I want to plant milkweed, they're always covered in aphids.
Which, another reminder, the Hoya are in the same family as milkweed, so... Of course, aphids are going to be super attracted to them.
Yeah.
And be the bane of your existence if you're a Hoya grower.
Pretty much. Okay, if you decide you want to treat your scales with pesticides, here are the ones you can use. Systemic, we already mentioned.
That's the big one.
That'll go into the soil, be absorbed by the plant tissue, and then as the plant or the bug feeds on the plant, it'll get ingested, and then it'll kill them. That'll help if you have the hard-bodied scales.
Yes.
But if you want to use some kind of a spray, you can use insecticidal soaps and horticultural oils because that will suffocate the soft-bodied insect. Not going to work on your adults, especially like the armored scale. It won't penetrate. Dr. Zymes can be used on any of the like nymph stage, larva stage.
Yep, the crawler stage.
So yep.
That's the big key there is you have to be good about catching it right after they hatch. If you're going to be using spray only, you have to make sure you're catching it at the right time, which can be tough.
You can also use at that point. Azomax. Azomax will work for it. But yeah, the systemic is going to be kind of the most effective thing. But remember, do not put plants that you've treated with systemic outside. It will kill any of the pollinators and stuff. And then also, like, runoff into our waterways is really bad. So try to minimize that. Don't even do it. Don't put them outside. If you do, repot with fresh soil. And then hopefully it's 3 months after you have the systemic in the soil so it gets out of the plant tissue. But just err on the side of caution and don't put them outside.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying... There's studies and evidence saying that systemic can last even up to a year in the plant tissue. So just got to
Well, imagine if your plant's not getting enough light, it's not growing.
Right, it's
that
not
plant tissue's
that,
not even going anywhere. It's just existing. So
we're not going to tell you what to do, but we just ask you to consider it.
Yeah, please care for our pollinators. It's important.
I had someone argue with me once in the Hoya group because they were talking about systemics on mealies, and I was like, I just don't use systemic because, you know, I care about the planet. And they're like, my plants don't go outside. I'm like, but the water goes down the drain. They wouldn't talk to me after that.
Right? I'm right, but also you can't bring up these other secret facets of why this is bad. Was that all the ones?
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much manual removal of all the adults. Keep monitoring to see if adults get bigger, and then you'll want to treat any of the crawlers.
I would normally just probably err on. When I think of those kind of bugs, I think I would treat similar to how I would for flat mites, which is just hot bath and scrubbing, just hot water and scrubbing.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to do that weekly for a little while.
Whee!
So hopefully it doesn't...
And that's what I'm hoping I don't have to do with the beneficial bugs.
I was
going to
say, hopefully you don't
I'll
have to
let
do
the bugs
that
do their work.
When it's on such a large scale of infestation.
Yeah, because who's got time for that?
Not you.
Not me. I mean, if it comes down to it and I can't get rid of them, I'm just going to pick and choose. Pick and choose some plants, take some cuttings, throw some stuff away. Been talking about getting down to 75 plants.
Yeah, you can always get more.
It's true, you can. I'm just kind of seeing who I'm attached to at this point and who I'm not. Actually, when I went through my tent when I was checking for scale in there, like there were some props and some stuff that just, it wasn't doing anything. It wasn't bringing me joy. Mm-hmm. Wasn't going anywhere. I was just like, toss, 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 toss. Felt good.
That's good.
Felt good.
What did you do with the rest of your ZZ?
Oh, good question. it's a very tall, big plant. Like, yeah. You don't see stalks on ZZs in the store available at all at this size.
Right.
So I was like, it is easier to just walk them out to the compost. I did give one stalk away to a friend. But like, again, I don't have the energy to like coordinate pickups with a thousand people if I'm going to give it away for free. So if I'm giving it away for free, I'm giving it away to the compost pile. But I did make a post and I did list it on Marketplace. And I said, I've split it up $10 per division. Mm-hmm. Here's a picture for scale for, picture for, you know, scale for size, whatever. Like, these are big. You cannot buy them this size. I am asking $10 for my time. And I did wash them with soap and water. I scrubbed each individual leaf on all of these divisions. I just asked for $10 for my time to schedule a pickup with you, and so that you are not wasting my time, because when people get stuff for free, they waste your time.
Oh yeah.
They think that they are beholden, or you are beholden to them, and
well, they're not out anything.
So exactly. And then, you know, you hold it for one person who says they're going to come pick it up, and then they don't show up, and then they're like, can you hold it till this day? And you're like,
and then 3 months
I guess,
later they go, I'll still take it, but for less money.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I am not about that. So, yeah, I posted it on Marketplace. I had a great picture with my dog for scale. I had like 4,500 clicks on that ad.
Oh, wow.
I had a total of 2 people show up and schedule a time with me. And there was so much annoying things I had to deal with. Like, one person, so I went to the garden expo for Gertens. It was at Mystic Lake. So I was driving up to Prior Lake one day. In the morning before I leave, some lady would message me and she's like, I'm interested. Can I pick it up? I live in Prior Lake. I won't be able to come till tonight. And I'm like, oh, hey, if you're free this morning, I'm going to be in Prior Lake.
Yeah.
Would you like to just pick it up from me at the casino? And she was like, yeah, that's great. That's great. And then, of course, you know, people see that you're giving it away. And if you don't give it away, it's going to go into the compost. So they try to like get more than you were going to give them out of it. And I don't know if she expected me to give it to her for free or if she just wanted the entire plant for $10.
Oh.
But I was trying to like make sure we were both on the same page about what price this was going to be.
Right.
Because she was like, I'll take whatever's left. And I was like, well, the whole plant is left. So like, I'll cut you a deal. There's 4 sections. I'll give it to you for 30. Mm. And like, you clean all that off for $30. That's a fantastic looking plant that you can't replicate if you just go to Home Depot and buy $30 worth of ZZs.
Right.
And so this person did not like that. Mm. They got mad at me and started saying mean things to me.
Jeez.
And so Mackie's advice is always text them directly, I am canceling this sale.
Yeah.
And so I did. And then they had more mean things to say to me. And then they had to throw it in my face. I can just go to Home Depot and buy two ZZs for the price you're asking. I'm like,
you cannot buy two of these ZZs at Home
Depot. I had said that. I said it in the post. But like, I'm not going to listen to this person anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And so those plant cuttings lived in my car in the Mystic Lake parking lot for a day. Because I did end up taking them with. But it was warm enough that day. It was all good. I felt fine leaving them there. But yeah, and then one person said that I seem insufferable. and then they left the conversation, so I couldn't even reply to that. I'm like, what a coward.
People are so strange.
Just misogynistic people out here, yeah, insulting random people on Marketplace. And like, I don't know, some people, they see where you're coming from, and some people just have mean things to say. So
right.
If you're listening, please don't be those people. But yeah, I was like, $10 isn't even that much. It's literally just to cover the time it takes to talk to you and to set up a pickup time and to be home when you want to come pick it up.
Like, right, right.
At the bare minimum. So I had two people show up and I gave them half.
Oh, okay.
So the first person who showed up, I gave them the largest chunk, which was like, I don't know, a bunch of leaves in a big clump. And then the second person, I just gave the second half of the remaining plant too, and I was good. Turns out that person actually lives two blocks away from me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so maybe we'll be plant friends.
New plant friend, yeah.
Anyway, yes, that was my experience. None of the ZZ actually ended up in the compost.
We'll have to do a touch base again.
See how he's doing?
Months.
I can give you a scale update?
No, yeah, just a scale update. See how...
What's growing back? What still has scale?
Yeah.
If I find adults, if the many bugs are working.
Right.
You
should plan that for like, what, 3 months out, probably?
If we remember. I'll probably just have an update during a planty chat, knowing me.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest part was all the foliage that I have that's so big, having to wash it down. And then like to check them out too.
Yeah.
Like it's just it took a lot.
So I know they basically just suck leaf juices away, but is there any other damage?
I mean, they leave the honeydew, but you can wash that
off. Yeah, but it's not like thrips where there's the mottling. It's not like spider mites where it's...
If you have a leaf that has been being chewed on by the scale for long enough, it will yellow
and die. Yeah,
yeah.
But that's not a 2 day thing.
No,
it's a months thing.
Yeah.
It's like mealies.
I mean, who knows when these started?
Right,
but definitely not a quick thing. And now, okay, I don't have the hard scale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how hard those are to pick off. I haven't had those. Haven't seen those, but
the armored stuff.
Yeah, in theory, you know, treatment and everything would be the same.
Right.
Just have to.
My understanding with the armored scale is they have a protective layer, and that's the part you have to kick off, and then it's somewhat treated like a soft scale.
Oh,
you know,
so the armor comes off.
It sounds like, from one of my readings, they can pop off.
Crazy.
So it could be a twofold thing where you have to pop that off, but also you have to know that that's what you're popping off. You're not taking off the whole bug.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just have to be mindful of that.
Usually when I look at my leaves, I'm used to seeing like little imperfections. And so when I was picking off the scale, it was weird because there would be imperfections that were scale, and then the scale come off, and then all of a sudden the leaf looks perfect again. I was like, this is a weird, like, backwards sort of thing that's happening.
Funny.
Yeah. So now I can say I've had scale. Let's hope we can get rid of it.
What? So one of us did it.
Yay! Well, yeah, it's easier to talk about when you've had it and you've gone through it and you're doing it.
Yeah.
So I have a plan of action. I haven't even felt the need to like look up the scale's life cycle. It's like, again, it doesn't seem dire.
Super
it's not
relevant,
like spider
right?
mites who I need to catch every time they hatch.
Right.
And then I'm getting a bunch of Benny bugs. So I feel good about it. As good as you can when you have scale.
Sure.
But yeah. If anybody has any tips and tricks that they want to share with scale, feel free to jump the Discord and tell us about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or horror stories. Or nasty pictures of scale.
Yuck.
Yay.
I thought my alocasia had it with those wax deposits that they get on the back of the leaves. I also thought my Thanksgiving cactus had it for a really long time.
Well, those kind of get barky.
And that's when it finally hit me, or I finally like looked up like, do Thanksgiving cacti get a woody growth? And yes, they eventually develop a secondary woody growth. And I was like, oh, that must be what this is.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, I thought it was scale, and I would sit there and like pick at it.
I've definitely picked at the little, you know, quirky bumps on plants thinking, oh, is this a scale? And then I'm like, I don't think that was a scale. I think I just picked a hole in my plant.
Oops. Yep.
Oops.
Well, that's, I think, ultimately what convinced me was someone was like, tissue should not be breaking away when you're like picking scale off.
Oh, yeah. The leaf should be fine.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, oh.
Oops.
I'm scraping leaf off.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Plant of the week.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did plant chores this week, and I didn't think of
a plant,
what my
of, the
plant of the week it was.
Ooh, oh no. Okay. For my plant of the week, I'm going to do my Hoya polynura.
Ooh, someone was just asking for one in the U.S. Hoya group. They wanted a large Hoya polynura plant for $150.
Well, is mine $150 worth?
I'd have to look at it, but probably. Looking at the ones that sold, probably.
What do you mean, other ones sold?
The one that she ended up buying three, like, small 3 to 4 inch size ones for $70 each.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Okay, so are people still looking for Hoya polynura? Or did the person buy it?
I think she bought it, but yeah, that's just, you gotta get in that group.
I am in the group, remember?
Oh.
What I need to do is I need to wait until it's warm enough to ship.
Sure.
I shouldn't be selling Hoyas.
This would have been a good week for it though.
It's possible. I could still go in there. But then I have to start it over.
But why is that plant of the week?
Plant of the week. So I had found out I had root rot on my polynura, my 6-inch monster pot. And I was like, we're going to start it over. So I picked a cute pot from a local ceramicist here in Minneapolis, Amano. And it's the confetti pot, if you guys are familiar with that, or if you want to look it up. I love it. It's cute. So I had put, you know, a number of cuttings in there. They all rooted, they grew. And now I have, like, the whole, it's not a waterfall effect, but it's kind of like the rainbow effect where the Hoya stalks are growing from the soil they arch. They have not, like, tipped down. Yeah. They're very, like, archy. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of just going out in all direction. And they're probably at least, like, 8 to 10 inches long. With even some new growth popping up down at the soil level.
Nice.
And the leaves are just lovely.
Very nice.
So he's making me happy. I watered him today.
I want to do one of my little Hoyas. I'm trying to think which one.
Which little one?
Let's do... I don't think I've done it in a minute. I'm just checking. Even though I don't care so much about... Yeah, let's do my Rotundiflora. My Hoya Rotundiflora. Those are the kind of like oblong oval leaved ones.
Okay.
They're real small. Little round dudes that are kind of fuzzy. They're like thick, but they have a little bit of a fuzz to them.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a cool looking little guy right now.
Cool. We like to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, plants of the week. We always like to hear when you're doing good.
Yeah. Reminder, everybody, feel free to come hang out with us in the Discord.
Yeah, you can post your plants of the week too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll remember to post mine.
And Discord's completely free. We don't do Patreon. We don't do
ads
yet. We don't do...
I'm not organized enough to do ads.
No, so right now we're not hosted on... Like, we're completely self-hosted. That's why we don't have ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our self-hosting site has not been the best lately when I've gone to, like, upload new episodes. So I've been looking at moving, and one of the options is to just put everything, like, on Spotify, which then we can choose whether or not there's ads in our episode, but that doesn't stop Spotify from putting ads at this top of your episode. So that's something we don't want to do necessarily, but
do what we have to do. I don't know. I know nothing about the business side of podcasts. I just show up and talk about plans. I'm really awful.
But anyway, yeah, come join us in the Discord. Come hang out with us. Come talk. We've got a decent little community going. People are posting their plants of the week lately, and it's been nice and fun and seeing everyone else's plants. And
more memes, please.
Yeah, more memes. I've been posting a lot of memes. Me and Pam are the meme people.
Thank you. We like memes.
Come post your pets. Come post what you're cooking. Like, we have so many different
crafts.
Craft circle. Yeah.
I haven't posted any of my crafts. Oops. Oh, well. I've been too busy with dog training. Yeah, cool. Well, thank you guys for stopping by this week to listen to us talk about scale. We hope you don't have it, but if you do,
hopefully
good luck treating it.
Yeah, learned a little something on how to start fixing it.
Right? It's not that scary. I mean, maybe in like 5 months when I still have it, it might be scary, but like for now, I'm not too intimidated.
I'm optimistic.
There you go. That's a good word for it. I like that. Cool. Well, thanks, everybody. Stay rough.
Bye-bye.